And now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
There's nothing new about a politician attempting a comeback and describing their past mistakes and misdeeds in charitable and even rose-colored terms. That said, while it's one thing to learn from one's past mistakes and to try and improve and move on, it's quite another to retroactively deny they ever occurred, especially when they're a well-documented matter of public record. See, for example, the bizarre actions of Reverend Mark Harris. Harris is the North Carolina congressional candidate whose 2018 electoral victory was overturned by a unanimous and bipartisan election board after it came to light that his campaign staffer had illegally harvested and doctored absentee ballots. At the time, Harris's own son testified against him, and he himself admitted the need for a new election. Now, however, Harris is singing a different tune and claiming outrageously the election was stolen from him. And this is simply ridiculous. The bottom line, forgiveness and second chances are one thing. Rewriting history as Mark Harris is trying now with his self-serving storytelling is an act of embarrassing dishonesty. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.